business this evening is case number 12,404, Douglas Bakes seeks variances from the side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.42, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And members may remember this from the meeting of February 3rd. I would note that we have received additional information, including a drawing, which has been circulated to members of the board. Thank you.
Does everyone have the new site plan? Is there any discussion on this application?
Madam Chair, the our conversation back in February dealt with the placement and the positioning of the drain field on this particular case, and the proposed garage, and my question is this, was we had a storage of vehicles, I believe, was part of the case, and we've received communication about the garage and from a septic company. My concern is still remains on the viability of driving over that, and whether that, by approving the variance, whether that puts any responsibility on us.
I don't think the applicant would be coming back to the board to say, hey, I drove over my septic and I think the board's liable for it. It was a concern when I looked at this as to, I'm not sure how he could actually access it with a vehicle without driving over that drain field.
Yeah.
And certainly that could be something to look at, but I don't know from a liability standpoint there'd be something they would be able to sue us for.
Thank you. Looks to me like that's awful big for that lot. That's just my thoughts.
That the proposed garage is awful, where he already has a garage there.
Exactly.
And part of it is you can get to the garage from it, but how are you going to access that without going over the drain field is my question. It's only got about a quarter of this that's going to be covered. I don't think that's going to work.
I mean, what he does with his drain field, that's kind of up to him, but he's building too much on that lot for the size of that lot. That's how I see it.
I will note for the board's consideration, we do have two separate garages that need variances. There's the existing and the proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of your analysis, you might want to look at both of those as well.
He did say that trees came into play, but I mean, he's putting an awful lot on here for trees to come into that much of a play.
Tree in the drain field, in this drain field anyway.
Mm-hmm. Part of it, one of them.
I'm sorry, like Jeff, I think the shed's so big, I think you'd be cut down sizes, make it smaller, but it's taking this whole lot. Got a lot on that lot.
Might need a refresher, but would there be any reason that he couldn't make that existing garage bigger? Was that the one that was on the concrete pad we're talking about?
It got a CO in 1995 for that existing garage.
There was a CO issue, I believe, in
1985.
For an accessory structure, which may or may not be that same one, right, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct, and that we knew the dates, but we didn't know specifically
what it was. Hmm.
To answer your question about the expansion of that, that wasn't something that was proffered before us. Certainly, if the applicant wished to do that, he could come back with a new application for that.
Well, I will entertain a motion. There's no other discussion.
And Council, my question also, to your point about the existing garage or accessory structure, I believe we discussed that it was in violation also.
Correct. So there is a...
By placement?
It appears from the, I'm looking at my notes, my recollection was that the applicant only owned this for about the last 3 years, and that garage was there prior to his purchase. The new one, obviously, he's proposing to. So what we were looking at was a variance of 5.1 feet from the rear yard for the existing garage and 5.3 feet from the side yard for the existing garage.
Right.
The proposed would have had a 5.1 foot variance from the rear yard and a 4 foot variance from the side yard on the other side. So, you know, you could look at these independently of each other, but note that there would, you know, if you were to, you could obviously approve both or deny both, but if you were, you could also approve one and deny the other, but you would need to distinguish kind of the reason why you would approve one and deny the other. Perhaps it's, if that was the case, the, you know, the applicant didn't build that structure.
Madam Chair, regarding case 12404, I move that we deny the request for variance. I believe the practical difficulty is being borne by the applicant.
And that's for both?
It is for both.
Oh. I mean, the shed, existing shed? So he got to move that existing shed from cement?
Well, I agree with council. We've got both here. To me, in my mind, it seems that if you request and grant the one and then grant the other, which is the first one's in violation.
The one that's been built.
So, correct.
Yes.
And so we're compounding the violation by two.
Mr. Whitehouse?
If I can assist, so if the existing shed were to be CO'd, so the board can make a decision on both separately or together, and the applicant is able to come into the office and discuss what was CO'd with staff, it is potentially possible that the existing shed might be able to go through the administrative corrective process. But that would be independent of what the board's consideration of this is. So, but that would require further discussion with staff and an examination of what was CO'd. So,
if that was denied in both parts,
correct.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman.
Nay.
Mr. Corman.
Nay.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote aye. So with a 3-2 vote, the application is denied completely.